This exchange between disciplines points to something much larger, that Van Gogh was not the singular, unique, ahistorical character that some people might make him out to be, but rather he was part of a movement to popularize science and to put it into a form that was readily accessible, and at the same time promote it and glorify it. And you have this clash between religion and science at that time, and in some way science fiction comes in to fill the gap, to ameliorate people's anxieties in the face of onrushing science and its encroachment on religion.